Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here at the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan, and looking out on the sun slowly setting and getting ready for a new week of work. This is the week of July 24th, 2016, and this is the weather report where we talk about what's going on in the heavens above and how it feels down here on Earth and how you can use the energy to make your best life. Obviously, hi, Remo. The cat weighs in to say, yes, he's going to help too. What we like to do is say the energy is not positive or negative. It just is. We give it a spin. We look at it. We go, ooh, that looks hard. Ooh, that looks good. Ooh, that's, I don't like that. This week's full of surprises, not the least of which is, you know, we've got the Democrats convention coming. And so that's going to start off with a bang on Monday and Tuesday, you know, with Uranus coming to join the moon, or the moon coming to join Uranus in fire. So we can expect a fiery beginning. And then we kind of move into the rest of the week with a lot of activity. This is a really interesting week. people keep writing, when is it going to be over? When's it going to feel better? When's it going to abate a bit, and really, truly, probably not until the end of August, around August 24th, although last week and this week are 2 weeks when the pulse is really high. And what it is Mars is going through the last degrees of Scorpio, and he's, you know, he's not always nice when he's in Scorpio. He's been back and forth in there three times across this degree point, and he really wants you to get the lesson. So if there's resistance, he's going to say, hey, what's the resistance? I've been talking to you about this since February. What about it don't you get? Actually, I've been talking to you about it since fall of 2012. What about this don't you get? And where have I failed to make myself clear? And so part of what happens when we're having energy that's this intense is that there's a little part of us that wants to deny it, excuse me, and a little part of us that wants to hope that if we somehow, you know, avoid it or change it or fib to it or, you know, just kind of pretend it's not really happening, it'll go away. And that's just not how to handle this energy. You have to be direct with it. You have to be straightforward with it. And you really have to kind of know that part of what it's asking you to do is grow up and take responsibility. The actual moment of responsibility can be this week, next week, can be any time between now and August 24th. And what's going to happen on August 24th? Someone wrote me and said, why did I pick that day? That's when Mars and Saturn meet after having played a dance for the last months. And they then say, okay, that's it. We've given you everything we can. Next. That's when you pass or fail and you go on to the next level. So this week, up until August 24th, is a lot about what is it you haven't done. And I need you to kind of really focus on that and really power down on that for the next few weeks and just get that house in order. Get that stuff in order. At least get a first pass. Give it. We are seeing people fall from power all around us. Roger Ailes at Fox, Debbie Wasserton Schultz at the DNC. Expect more. Lots of big layoffs, lots of big firings, lots of big departures, as well as new beginnings. Now, one of the things that we don't necessarily always pay attention to is that when something ends, something else is beginning. We kind of focus on the ending. That's kind of how we work. But it is a new beginning. And our job is to say, okay, what is the new beginning about? And more importantly, what do I need to have ready to go when it comes? So I went away this weekend. I went up to Omega and took for those of you who don't live on the East Coast, it's an institute on the East Coast that does, it's like a retreat center. So they have like cabins all through the woods in a lake, and they teach classes. So I took a class on eating for health because, you know, I'm shifting my diet, and I've given, you know, those of you longtime listeners, given up gluten, yada, yada. And it was really interesting because she was talking. One of the things she said is, and it was, a woman was Andrea Berman, great Beaman, B-E-A-M-A-N, great knowledge in, think of everything in Earth as nurturing you. And it can nurture you in a good way or bad, which is kind of that old quote from the Indians. You know, I have a hungry wolf and I have a happy wolf. Which one wins? Well, the one you feed. And so she really got you thinking about what nourishes you and how do you nourish yourself. And in our busy society and in our busy world, you know, hers was about eating seasonally and eating healthfully in tune with nature. but we also were nourished by our friends. We're nourished by our work. We're nourished by the life we choose to lead. We're nourished by how we spend our time. And I was reflecting on it as a metaphor for this week's energy, and thinking about, well, if that's the metaphor, how do you nourish yourself? What do you do to take care of yourself? More importantly, how do you need to nourish yourself for going forward? And, you know, some of the stuff was like turn the TV off before you go to bed, you know, unhook from email, you know, give yourself unhooked time, but also just an awareness of it's not just, we don't just nourish ourselves with food. We nourish ourselves with our daily choices. And what we're being asked, you know, with the upcoming election is what's our choice of how we want our country to be led. We're getting asked every day what our choice is about what we believe, why we believe it, and more importantly, what that looks like. You know, if we're going to say, well, I believe this, you say, well, okay, well, how's that look to you? What does that look like? Take the dream a little further. Give yourself a vision. So you want a new relationship, right? What would that new relationship entail? What would you do? How often would you see them? What kinds of things would you do together? What would be your idea of a perfect day? Would you travel? Would you just talk to them? Would they live with you? Would you live with them? I mean, you know, what's the vision? A new job. What does that look like? What's the vision for that? And in this time where we're really being asked to hone our visions and to come up with stuff and to kind of say, well, what's my vision for my life, which we're going to be working with that vision energy through September, Saturn and Neptune's last square to each other, and then, baby, we're living in it. So it's like, okay, my vision is this, and I want to live in it this way, and that looks like that. Really getting clear on it, you know, and it was a really fascinating week because I went with a friend, and she had found an Airbnb, which I've never really done. You know, I've heard about it a lot, but I've never actually been in one. And it was it was about a mile or so from Omega, but it was living in someone else's house, you know, for a couple of days. So you're kind of in a home instead of like a hotel room, which is anonymous, of course. But the home is like there's the pictures, there's the awards, there's the football jersey, you know, there's the choice of furniture. And I was kind of looking and I was going, well, if I lived in this house, I would decorate it a little differently. You know, what would I do? You know, what was my vision of what the house would look like? And as I was thinking about it, I thought, you know, apply this to everything. What's your vision of what that looks like? And our job this week, as Uranus and Moon meet, and then we go into this very intense week. Last week we had Eris stationing. So she was all about blowing shit up and making everybody crazy. This week we have Uranus stationing to go retrograde. And, of course, the 5 days before he goes retrograde and the 5 days after, which, of course, is the Democratic Convention, that will be Uranus's station because he stations on Friday. So, and I'm also doing a webinar on Monday night, 7:30, tomorrow night. So you can sign up for that on my website, talking about Uranus and how to work with him productively, where he is in your chart. And yes, if you're not sure where he is in your chart, we can send you a copy of your chart so you can follow along. But our job with the creative, because Uranus, of course, as he stops, he makes everything pause and look. And, of course, he's always good for an explosion or two, a volcano or two, a plane falling from the sky or three. So we're going to have that kind of news this week. Another bad news week, and I can't make it go away. I can just tell you it's coming. But it also is a week of how we're going to choose things, and it's a pivot week. Because remember, when Uranus switches direction, he starts to go backwards, and he says, "Okay, I gotta go." And I guess I was a little out of the loop because I was away for the weekend, but I guess the Democratic, the Debbie Wasserman, whatever her name is, Schultz, the WikiLeaks. Again with the WikiLeaks. These people keep leaking stuff. How long have they had this for? You know, with her emails. And, of course, Hillary's had this whole email thing that she's been running for a while. So those emails, we have to watch those emails. Be careful. Remember the emails, the phone call, all this stuff is available forever on the Internet. You think you're private, but you're not. So Uranus stationing and going retrograde is going to present a pivot. It's going to present a change where people are going to go, okay, I need to change how I think about this, or I need to have a different focus on what is making me believe, you know, what's making me, you know, want, what do I want? What's my direction? And you may find you change your ideas. You may find you change your belief systems. You may find, you know, it looked great, but now you're done. Big breakup week. Uranus stations, big breakup week. And we're going backwards. So as we go backwards, we're going to break up and go back. And then Uranus and Eris, who are dancing together in the heavens, meet again in September, and then they meet again next March. Now, Uranus is going pretty quick, but what that means is he's moving. Now he's going to catch back up to Uranus again, or going to catch back up to Eris again because he went past her. And he went past her when we had the, you know, Hillary getting the nomination, the delegates count, and then the massacre in Orlando and the bombing in France and, you know, Uranus and Eris, not a nice combo. But that also means that people are going to be very cray-cray this week, as my friend Gretchen says. People are very cray-cray, and I'm right, because Uranus stationing makes the chaos and crazy amp up a bit. All right, so just watch for the crazy. Don't step into it. And also just be careful. Remember, everybody else is having these transits, the same as you. So you're in a hurry. You're running along, and then you trip. I got an email from one of my favorite clients. She tripped and fell and broke her nose. And she's like, where did you see that in my chart? Because I said, be careful on this day. And I'm going to have to look where I saw it. But I know I saw it because I would have said it, and then she fell and broke her nose. But you know, it's understanding Uranus's accidents. You know, I went down in the cat vomit, broke my foot, Uranus. Uranus's breakups, eruptions, falling apart, things blowing up and changing. On a positive level, he's chaos and change because we needed to change. We need to break up. A lot of times it's haircuts. You know, a lot of times people break up, they chop their hair off. So look for some new haircuts. When you see the new haircut, you know that it means it's changing. And I guess Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck are not getting divorced. Uranus retrograde. It's divorce planets, too. Big divorce week. Big news about divorces and breakups. Honor the Uranus energy, because it is the energy of change and chaos. It is the energy of reversals. It's the energy of surprises. It's the energy of, wow, I didn't see that coming. Check both ways when you cross the street. And just know that Mars and Uranus are really playing together. Mars is towards the end of Scorpio, right? So he's getting to the last nasty degrees of Scorpio. And normally we like Mars and Scorpio. We know it's a nice placement for him. He only kills you if he needs to. He doesn't kill you because he just likes to kill things. But when he's in Scorpio, he's got a definite revenge component to him. So this is like a revengeful energy. And because he's been back and forth over this point, this is the third time, he's kind of had it. You know, you remember when you were little and your mother would yell and you'd ignore her and then she'd yell again. And then there was the time when the tone in the voice kind of changed. And you were like, yeah, I think I need to go and get that. You know, I was one time with a friend and there was a lot of noise. She had three boys. They were always screaming and doing shit in the living room. And then there was a shift, and she hops out of her chair and goes tearing off into the room. Now, I didn't know what it was, but she could hear there was a change in the sound of the energy. And her Mars responded to it. It's a very big week for watching for changes in energy. When you see somebody's energy change this week, you want to ask them what's going on. And if they say nothing, check a little further and see if you somehow offended them, or if they felt left out, or if they were somehow excluded, because it's a nasty little buzz that it's running with right now. And our job is to kind of go, okay, how do I want to approach it? And sometimes you may want to say, you know what, I'm not going to approach that. I'm just going to let that, going to go sit over in the corner. I'm just not going to deal with it. Other times, most important to approach it and to give it permission to express itself, because it is, it's got that little edge to it. And remember, Eris is, you know, she's not happy, she picks a fight. So it's definitely a pick a fight kind of week. And that all said, the sun has gone into Leo. Now, the sun going into Leo makes us all much more about, you know, I want what I want. When it's in Cancer, we, you know, we emotionally change every couple of days. Now we're in Leo. So for the next 30 days or so, went into Leo on Friday, we're going to be going, you know what I want? I want this. And understand the ego is a little bigger when the sun's in Leo. We're all a little more, what I want is this. You don't want to give it to me? Okay, I want it. I'm going to go find it for myself. Or we have to allow ourselves to express what we're looking for, because the sun in Leo really encourages us to speak up a bit and to say what we want. And, of course, Mercury and Venus are both in Leo, also preceding the sun. So they're kind of speaking up a little bit about what we want. And now that the sun's in Leo, we're going to really be talking about it. So let's talk moons, and then we will zip back into the aspects, or get your paper and pens, and let's do the moons. All right, so the 25th tomorrow is moons in Aries. Moon in Aries is fast, quick, and a little volatile, and its final aspect is a conjunction to the sun, or I'm sorry, is conjunction to Uranus. So tomorrow the moon has positive aspects to Venus and Mercury and Saturn, because it's trining them, because they're in fire, but it has a negative aspect to Pluto. It's got a square. So this can be a power grab kind of energy day on Monday the 25th. When we get to Tuesday, the moon's void in the morning, and it goes at 11:37 a.m. It goes into Taurus. It's in Taurus Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday the 27th, and Thursday until 11:13 in the morning, when it's the closing aspect is an opposition to Mars. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are goodbye days. Moon opposite Mars, we're saying goodbye. This isn't really working. We need to adjust the plan and come up with something better. There's a void moon from 11:13 in the morning, and these are all Eastern times, until 2:17 p.m. in the afternoon on Thursday, just lunchtime. And then the moon goes into Gemini. So it's in Gemini Thursday afternoon, all day Friday. And then it goes in on Saturday, goes void on Saturday morning with the sextile to Uranus. Now, the sextile to Uranus is a positive energy. It's got a nice little kick. It's kind of happy. Moon and Uranus, fire and air, passionate, interesting, learning stuff, connecting. Moon is void most of Saturday until 5:09 p.m. And then it is entering Cancer, where it's in Cancer on Saturday night and Sunday. And on Monday, it goes void at 8:44 with a trine to Mars. So that moon in Cancer trines Mars at the last degrees of Scorpio on Saturday night, Sunday, and Monday. So that's a good day for doing things. So the hard days this week are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning. After that, after 2:17 on the 28th, you can negotiate better. So if something blows up the beginning part of this week, or ends, or, you know, gets fired or quits or something, you want to go, okay, well, let's negotiate starting on Thursday afternoon after 2:17 and on Friday, because there might be a consideration. Now, Uranus is stationing on Friday at 5:06 p.m., so the 5 days before, which are the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the 5 days after, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, are the Uranus station feels. And what that means is when a planet stops, we feel the energy because it's building up. And Uranus is anxiety attacks. Uranus is emotional outbursts. Uranus is breakups, breakdowns, breakthroughs, aha moments, when you go, wow, I never knew that. And it's definitely a frisky one this year because Uranus is receiving energy from both Eris and Mars, and it's hanging out there getting ready to kind of shake things up. Now, remember, we've worked with Uranus for a while as it was squaring Pluto. And so as it goes backwards now, it's going to come and it's going to be in conjunct to Jupiter, which is kind of a little finishing up of the story. We're going to feel that kind of build over the next few days because the two of them are going to approach each other. But we're also going to feel that there's some kind of needed adjustment. And it is an adjusting energy. You have to kind of think of, how do I adjust this? How do I get this to shift? And what is it I need to do? Mars pointed out where it needs to change, and Jupiter's going to come along next week or so and say, this is how you change it. So just kind of watch for this is how it needs to change energy kind of coming into your life. Not bad. It's just, it's just kind of it's a crabby week. And, of course, it is a Democratic convention in Philadelphia. So Wednesday is a busy day. Thursday's got a lot going for it. And, of course, for those of you who, there's a number of people that have arguments about Hillary's birth time, whether it's 8 in the morning or 8 at night. I may happen to be an 8 at night girl, believing she has a Gemini rising. And the day on the 28th, her acceptance speech for the nomination will be on Thursday the 28th, and that's the moon in Gemini, which would, of course, be the moon in her first house. So I'm kind of voting for that moon in Gemini, that Gemini rising time, that eight in the evening. Friday's crazy. That's the day Uranus stations to go retrograde. Mars squares Mercury, and there's a bunch of different aspects with the moon. And then it's very crazy on Saturday the 30th, because the moon, Mercury enters Virgo, and the moon has a number of aspects. So those are busy, busy days. So the busy days this week are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday we get to rest, and then on Thursday afternoon, Friday, it's easier. Day void all day Thursday, or Saturday rather, which means that you get a lot accomplished, but it doesn't really mean anything. But it's an excellent day for, like, having an astrology reading or doing a connection on a soul level with something or working on some spiritual path stuff. Monday, Tuesday, pretty hot. So those are the biggies, and let's talk about the smaller aspects so you are prepared for the week ahead. Fortunately, this week it's a two-page week, not a three-pager. That's always good news. Sun moves from 1 Leo to 8 Leo, going a degree a day. He does have a quintile to Neptune on the 28th, and he has a semi-square to Jupiter on the 29th. That's on Friday. So Sun semi-squares Jupiter is, you know, it's a good thing and a bad thing. It's kind of a, you know, positive energy for the Sun, but Jupiter in Virgo is a little bit more, you know, detail-oriented and fussy. Sun does have quintiles this week to Vulcanus, to Neptune, and to the south node of destiny. So there's a lot of energy this week about how do we get to where we're going. Sun is also in conjunct to Pallas Athena on the 26th, which is Tuesday, making us have to adjust our strategy or our game plan a bit. Mercury runs from 19 Leo all the way to 1 Virgo, because he is going to enter Virgo next weekend. And he finishes up Leo with a bang, meaning he's, you know, having a really good time there. Most importantly, on the 27th, he's got a bunch of aspects that are pretty hellacious, frankly. And they'll be about 3 o'clock on the afternoon of the 26th to 3:44 in the morning on the 27th. So watch for some really big news events. That's the 26th, which is Tuesday, right? Yeah. 26th to Wednesday, because Mercury is talking to Uranus and Eris. Now, remember, these two met up and caused all that stuff back when. Now what's happening is personal planets are coming along and talking to them. So we're going to have a he said, she said, or a he, she said, she said, or a he said, he said. We're going to have a little controversy in terms of the heavens and how it lays out, because Mercury is going to come along first, Venus comes along later, and the Sun in third place down the road a piece. But they're all going to be talking to Uranus and Eris. So it's kind of like when you were a little kid and you were having a fight with your sibling and your parents came in and said, so, like, what's going on here? He started it. No, he started it. And, you know, that energy, it's very much this week. And with Mercury trining Eris and Uranus, it's a lot about understanding what you think the true story is, because neither of these characters are necessarily going to tell the truth. They're going to tell the truth from their perspective. And your job is to sit back and kind of look and go, well, from my perspective, this is the truth, right? And, or, you know, if I apply a little thinking to that, what I actually think is going on is this. I want you to really focus this week. Don't believe everything you hear. Think about what you're hearing. Think about what they're saying. Decide if you believe it. With Mercury's aspects, he really wants us to think. He goes into an in-conjunct with Chiron on the 27th, which is about being wounded and being hurt. And he has a square to Mars on the 29th, so he is coming out swinging. And that's a pretty potent energy, Mercury square Mars. I have it natally. It doesn't happen often, but when I get a mad on, I'm mad. And it's funny, I was talking about it. I was away with a friend of mine this weekend, and we were sitting at the kitchen table in the house we rented, and we're talking about, you know, I was talking about an old story, a very old story that I hadn't thought about in a really long time. And a lot of it was about amends, making amends. And so that's the other energy of this week. And the woman who was leading the workshop talked about making amends. And knowing when there's a space where you've violated or hurt another human being, or you've done something that perhaps was not so honorable. You know, I was reading, I don't know what I was reading, Vanity Fair, I think, and she said of her best friend, well, she does the right thing when no one's looking. You know, so this is a week for you to do the right thing when no one's looking, and perhaps do the right thing to right a situation. again, the energy is volatile, so they might yell at you when you do it, but that's okay. It's good. You know, you're trying to right a situation, and you may feel that has to happen after the 29th. Mercury enters Virgo on the 30th, and then right into it, he has a square to Admetus and a sesquiquadrate to Pluto. So he's really up against all the outer planets this week and working with them all. I didn't mention it on the 20 today, tonight. He gets blindsided a little bit tonight. But he does work cooperatively tomorrow. And then, of course, all the information with Eris and Uranus on the 26th and the 27th. That's pretty big. That's like pretty dramatic energy. Venus this week runs from 15 Leo to 23. So next week she's going to repeat Mercury's story with Uranus and Eris. But this week what she's doing is she's working with the blind spot of Pluto. And every planet has a blind spot. Every chart has a blind spot. We all have blind spots. And when we're working with the blind spot, what we're needed to do is to make an adjustment. So you want to watch for the triangle energies in your story and look at the triangle and understand. Again, you know, when your mom comes, who did it? I didn't. You know, she did it. You know, that energy, you want to back up and kind of go, well, what do I know about the characters here? What do I know about the story? Let me apply some common sense. This kind of week is hard to apply common sense. People are not going to be in the mood, but common sense is actually the antidote. Then we have the Venus also talking to Pluto and working in some kind of really funky triangle energy on the 29th, which is Friday. And then she also has a trine to Eris on the 31st. So she's going to start that story on Sunday, and then on Monday next week, Venus is going through that. Mercury goes through earlier in the week. Uranus stations at 24:30 on Friday the 29th, and he is potent. Vesta enters Cancer on the 25th, Monday, so it's a great time to clean your house, throw things away, where you're hanging on to stuff that isn't part of the vision of your life going forward. Get it out the door. This is a good time to do it. Like I said, when we get to the end of the month, you're going to be going so fast, you're not going to have time to clean the closets. So take the time to clean them this week while you have a little bit of space. And Pallas Athena and Juno and Ceres all are chatting this week. So the feminine energy is up and about, very chatty and in positive ways. But what we want to do with that energy is understand we're going to get messages from women, or from the feminine, the caring side, from the Pisces, from the Scorpios, from the Tauruses. Listen to them. And on that note, the show is over. Sign up for my Uranus webinar tomorrow. We're going to have a full moon one next Sunday. It's a busy week. And have a great week yourself. See you all next week, Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk here on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Bye.